Welcome to our daily inspiration today. I'm grateful that you've been able to join us today as we look to the Word of God to see what the Lord would have for us and what encouragement we can glean from studying or looking at His Word today. I've been thinking along the lines of seeking the Lord, seeking God, and I've came across this verse here in 2 Chronicles that I think is quite profound. In the account of King Rehoboam's life, if I can say that correctly, Solomon's son, who was king after him, David's grandson, and he did turn away from the Lord, and he went through some things, and he humbled himself at one point. But the Bible does say this in 2 Chronicles 12, verse 14. He did evil because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. He did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. What must we do to prepare our heart to seek the Lord? I think we all know the importance of seeking the Lord. And there was another prophet that said, when you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. So what was it that this king did not do in not preparing his heart? I believe that this passage here in James that I'm going to read, the Epistle of James, applies to this, that when there's pride and double-mindedness in our hearts, then our hearts are not prepared to seek the Lord. I will read a little passage here from James chapter 4, verse 4 through 10. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace? Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. So James is calling people who are double-minded adulterers and adulteresses. We know that an adulterer is someone who goes outside of his covenant marriage to satisfy the desires of his heart, the sins, walks in sin, and that is a term that James uses to describe those who want to identify with God and name the name of Christ. But they're not willing to put their own desires, their own flesh, so to speak, on the altar and sacrifice it and die to self to seek God with all of their heart. He calls them adulterers and adulteresses. And he says, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. If we can easily see that seeking God while he's resisting us is going to be very fruitless. We will not be able to find him if we seek him with an unprepared heart or a heart that's not been purified or humbled. He says in verse 8 here, James says, purify your hearts, you double-minded. A double-minded person is, that's what we were, as we were saying, a double-minded person wants the things of the Lord, but only where it's comfortable or only where it doesn't cost anything, and that or it doesn't go against his own desires. So he wants this way, and he also wants the other way. He wants it both ways. The double-minded person wants it both ways. He wants the benefits of both sides, the supposed benefits of both sides. Just as an adulterer, he wants the benefits of a wife, but he also wants the benefits of someone outside of marriage. He wants it both ways. He wants someone to keep the house, and he wants someone with whom there is no responsibility, no commitment. And I believe that that is at least partially what this King Rehoboam, what the situation was. He did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. He hadn't humbled himself. In verse 9 here, James says, "Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom." I believe he's speaking about laughter and the joy that come as a result of carnality, walking after the flesh. It's a fleeting laughter and a fleeting joy. Let this be turned to gloom as we realize the emptiness and the fruitlessness of such a life. And then we can cry out to God and say, "Lord, you are right, and I am wrong." When we humble ourselves before someone, that means acknowledging that they are right and we are wrong, or they are in authority and we are under their authority. When we humble ourselves before the Lord, we come to him and acknowledge that he is right rather than us, and that he is in authority rather than us. Rather than seeking our own way, we will seek his way. So humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, he says in verse 10, and he will lift you up, meaning that we humble ourselves before him, openly confessing to him our need of him, our need for his grace, and that he is righteous, and to seek after his ways. It is then that he will lift us up, and then we will walk, or have the grace to walk in the joy of the Lord and be able to rejoice in the Lord always, as Paul says to the Philippians, exhorts us to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoicing in the Lord is with the joy that God gives us, and just knowing that we have been redeemed from sin and from death by the blood of Jesus Christ. When we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. As the Apostle John writes in 1 John 1, verse 9. So, I hope that can be an encouragement for us, that seeking the Lord is a fruitless, it is hopeless, if we have not prepared our hearts and humbled ourselves before him to actually really seek him, and that we seek him with humility. We won't get very far, but that if we do humble ourselves and purify our hearts from double-mindedness, then we will find grace. God gives grace to the humble. May you have a blessed day, and the Lord be with you.